This is Wade Rath here with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The Everglades Trust, in a full-page advertisement in the New York Times, wrote a letter to William White, the head of the Charles Stuart Mott Foundation in Flint, Michigan, calling the foundation to account for supporting clean water but getting money from U.S. Sugar, who opposes restoration of the Everglades and is one of the largest sources of Everglades pollution. Evictions in New York City fell by 18% in 2015, largely because of an allocation of $46 million for increased legal services for tenants, which seems to have worked. Monsanto Chemical received a one-paragraph gift from the House of Representatives, shielding it from legal liability for making PCBs. A federal judge has blocked New York's petition to force Apple to unlock an iPhone for a drug case in what could be a precedent-setting decision. Arizona lawmakers are moving to prevent local control of working conditions. HB 2579 seeks to narrow the definition of wages to only cash compensation, preventing municipalities from being able to require employers to provide workers with benefits such as sick leave, health insurance, maternity leave, or vacation pay. In 2013, the state's Republican-controlled legislature passed a similar law to ban local governments from setting their own minimum wages, but a ballot measure approved overwhelmingly by voters in 2006 guaranteed the right of cities to do so. OSHA has issued precisely one health regulation since Barack Obama entered office in 2009. We killed a lot of time talking about basketball and other stuff, was the description the White House meeting with Senate and House leaders with President Obama as the Republicans continue to refuse to consider any nominee that will be presented by the president for the Supreme Court vacancy. Donald Trump was the big winner in Republican Super Tuesday with victories in Massachusetts, Arkansas, Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee, Virginia, and Vermont, with Senator Cruz taking Texas, Oklahoma, and Alaska, and Senator Rubio only taking Minnesota. Hillary Clinton swept every state in the South, with Sanders taking Vermont, Oklahoma, Colorado, and Minnesota. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.